Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of Embracing the Eerie, a conversation with Kayla Simonton and Beth Fontaine of Eerie Excursions. And this could be a question for both of you, but I'll start with Beth. In a place like that, with it being a school, and I've heard on our other show, Real Ghost Stories, so many stories over the years about haunted schools and things that happen in a school. What is it about a school setting you think that lends itself to being haunted or having spirits there? Because it's like, when you think about it, maybe did anybody die there, or what is it? Or is it that you're drawn back to a place where you were happy in your life? What do you think?
So that's definitely something that we believe. So there was never anyone that passed away in the school itself at Post Town. There was a train accident that occurred behind the school, and the land was used for a triage because there were no hospitals. So we do know some of those people are there, but we also have, like you said, several children, several adults. We know there's former staff there that came back. And yeah, we think it's because they were happy, so they came back, especially the staff. Like, we have a nurse named Edna who came back, and we know for a fact she was a nurse there. And I think she just loved helping people so much in her life that was the place where she was like, well, I'm going to go back.
And that makes sense to me, because I think especially someone who worked there, like a teacher or even a janitor, because that was their identity, you know?
Right.
What do you think, Kayla, after spending time at that location?
I definitely agree to what Beth was saying. And I think a common question after us being there for years that we get is, don't you guys ever get sick of going back to the same place all the time? And I'm like, no, because I've never been here two nights that have been identical. Every time you go there, it's different. And there's teams that are in there every week. And it's like, we call it like a take a penny, leave a penny, but like with a ghost, you know? So it's like, when you go in on Tuesday, whoever was there on Saturday might have taken one of our spirits, but they might have dropped a spirit there. So we never really know what we're going to walk into.
Do you feel like at that location there are some of the same spirits? Because you mentioned the little girl that the workers saw and that Daryl saw. Do you think that some of them just stay there?
We have that we joke and we call them regulars, but yeah, we absolutely have our regulars that don't ever leave, or like if they leave, they come back all the time. Sometimes they follow us home. So because it's like, we're there all the time and they know us. So they're like,
so
I'm going to come home with you. Yeah. And we're like, no, you have to go back to the school.
2 minutes down the road and you're like, no, get out.
You got to go back. We'll be there soon.
Yeah, because how does that work? It's like, I'm flattered that you want to go to my house, but you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. So we always tell people too, we're like, I mean, spirits have boundaries, just like living people have boundaries. So like when they're like, something keeps touching me and I'm getting like so scared. And like, one of the biggest concerns with our guests is, what if something follows me home? That's like one of the biggest things.
Right. I think about that all the time too, when I go to places.
Right. And depending on where you're at, it's like, depending on the energy, you might really not want something to go home with you. And like, so that's one of the biggest things too. We always, you know, talk our guests through and like how to like protect themselves, but then we always let them know on their way out, you know, too, to make sure to tell the spirits, you know, thank you for your time tonight. It was wonderful to meet you. And like, make sure you stay here. Like, I'll come see you again, but you can't go with me, you know? And for the most part, that seems to work, but I know sometimes it's just words and they're going to still go.
yes.
So it's like, we can't really control that, you know, but we right. can give you the tools to kind of like try to control it, I guess.
Let's talk about the Fairfield County Infirmary. Now, this is in Ohio as well.
Mm-hmm. It's in Lancaster.
And it was built as an infirmary, I'm assuming, because it looks huge.
So, yes, it was an infirmary and like a poorhouse.
Oh.
So they took all the people who were like mentally ill or mentally disabled, poor, didn't have anywhere else to go. So they had adults there and children there.
And, you know, it's tragic because a lot of times places like that, it could be, because I've heard stories of this from some other locations, like a husband just wanted to move on and not have this wife anymore. And he would say, well, she's having, you know, these problems. And he would drop her off at a place like this.
Right. Because that was back then, she had a real part of history.
Yeah. I mean, she had no rights.
Absolutely happened. Yeah.
And, especially with the asylums.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. And it's actually terrifying because if you think about like, if that happened to you right now and you're just going around, you know, on your day by day, and then somebody just decides they have a problem with you and they're like, hey, I'm going to get in the car. You know, you're like, right.
Here's your new house. Excuse me. You just have one room in it.
Yeah, right.
That you will be sharing with somebody else.
I couldn't imagine. So you have to put yourself in the situation of these people, mm-hmm. though, you know, like all the emotional stuff. And like, it's definitely like Beth and I both, like in our guides, I mean, like we're all very empathic people and we definitely feel the emotions and things that like these spirits like went through. And they can obviously, you know, portray that heavier onto some certain people, like to a man or something, or to like a child. But I mean, some of the things, like especially places like Waverly Hills, like you're pulling up to the gate and it's like, this is the last thing people saw in their mm-hmm. life, the last time they were in a car, like, you know. And it's like, it's really hard to deal with that sometimes.
Yeah. Nobody
but
came back for
got a lot of that.
Right.
And you know, because when you look, you just look at a place like Fairfield. I am looking at a picture of it right now. You just pick up on that picture. It's like, this place has to be super haunted. But when you think about all of the trauma that went with it, you know, there are people put together who wouldn't normally be together. And some people have serious mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Along and with some somebody. And then there are children in there. And then there are people who have no mental illness. They're just poor, or they have mm-hmm. no one to take care of them. And then once they get into this location, they have no place else to go. They don't have an advocate for them on the outside. So I can always understand why these places are so haunted, because they don't have any, they felt like they don't have any other place to go.
I mean, you're absolutely right. That's it in a nutshell. I mean, I don't think we could have put it better.
It just breaks my heart whenever I come across stories like that or places like that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you investigated at Fairfield before? Because I know you have an investigation coming up there.
My husband and I actually got married there.
that is sweet, so that's and creepy at the same time.
Yes. The reason that we did, it was kind of a crazy story. So he actually proposed at the Buxton Inn. So we passed Fairfield County on our way to the Buxton Inn. And we were like, what is that place? What is that place? Because like you said, when you pass it, you're like, oh, man, that's something.
Yeah.
And then we realized that's what it was. And we were super excited. So we wanted to come and check it out. So we got to come and do an investigation there. And we loved it. Like, we had such an active night. There's a little girl there. So the little girl comes and finds me every time I go.
Oh.
And she's my favorite part of going. And so we were like, why don't we go and get married there? Because it's like, we can bring some joy to that place. And, you know, it's like, we had so much stuff, and then we did an investigation after the wedding, and it was such an active night. And Kayla's been there several times too. So it's definitely one that we like hold very high in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Well, how could you not, if you got married there? And you brought some happiness to the place, you know, a totally different energy than it ever has. Because even when people are doing investigations, I'm not saying that you're not happy doing an investigation, but not at that level. It's a different type of happiness.
Yes. Right. And you could tell, like, the energy in there was like, oh man, it was off the charts. It was like definitely an excitable energy. Like, it was so much fun.
And this place was actually used for quite a while, wasn't it? I'm sure it's sat empty for a few decades, but I mean, it was an infirmary hospital for quite a while.
It was, yeah, and then it was actually, wasn't it like county buildings?
It was a county building, yeah, because Adam, I can't remember the exact year Adam bought it, but when he bought it, he put a, an ad up like, hey, I need help cleaning this place out. So Habitat for Humanity had been running like a haunted house through there, because that seems to be the going theme with these places. So he's like, bring whatever you have, tools, gloves, you know, anything. We got a ton of stuff to do. So a bunch of people were there. I went for that, and it was like, it had just been sealed up like how it was. And there were patient records. There were like doctor's orders. There were like checks from people's families and stuff. There were like all of these things just sitting around. And like the one room that we kind of took over, it just had all these chairs like bolted together floor to ceiling. And the whole room was like a spinning chair room, I guess was like the theme of it. I'm talking like there was probably like 200 chairs in this room. And now it's like the waiting room for the doctor's office if you go there. And just to see what it was in my mind and see what it is now and see how many people sit in that room and get experiences in there and stuff. And I'm just like, this could have sat forever how it was.
Yeah.
But now it's like how Beth said, like, I wanted to put a positive energy into this building. You know, it's like that. It's like, I feel like there's so many people that don't go into a haunted place doing that. And I'm like, it's such a cool thing to like, be like, I did that, you know, like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you a sense of connection. You know, both of you have connections, very different types of connections, but very strong connections to the building.
Yeah, yeah.
And the spirits that reside within. Cool. Yeah. Because I think in a place like that, connecting with the building is connecting with the energy and the spirits that are there.
Definitely.
Can't have one without the other necessarily.
No. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's just like, the more you visit, the more kind of like layers there are to the story that you didn't know the last time you were there. Or like, hey, we dug up another piece of history about this place or something, you know.
Which is always exciting.
Yeah.
Do you feel like in a place like that, because I feel like this, when people have been, maybe they were murdered and it was unsolved, you know, where their life ended and the information didn't get out about them that they needed out. Like, say a woman was dropped off here by her husband, and what she really needs is acknowledged. You know, it's like, what happened to you wasn't right, and we wish you peace, and, you know, maybe you can move on. But I always feel like if you leave this world and you feel like you have unfinished business, you can't really move on. And it just seems like that's the kind of place that would have a lot of that energy.
You're absolutely right.
Do you feel that?
Yes, 1,000%.
especially with like that one, with that place. It's like there's so much of that. And that's what spirits, a lot of time, that's the whole thing. That's the whole reason they're moving your, you know, pushing your alarm clock off your table every night at 3 a.m. It's because they want you to just say like, hey, I know you're here. What can I do for you?
Do you need some help?
A drop of acknowledgement, you know, like imagine yourself in their situation. It's kind of like that human level of it, you know, like you have to be able to connect like that. And I feel like if you don't, that it's kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You definitely have to have empathy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That would be such an interesting place to go. And another place I wanted to ask you about also in Ohio is Beale Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that one that you have both investigated before?
Yes.
Okay. You guys said that at the exact same moment. Like you're twins. Yes.
We share the same brain.
And you just proved it. So Beth, what do you think about the Beale Manor? Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Oh, man. That one is...
It looks haunted. So...
Yes, it's funny though, because it's like a lovely haunted location. Like, you know, it's like we go to these locations and some of them, it's like the walls are crumbling in and like, you're lucky if you have a bathroom. And these are more like our personal ones, like where we'll go if it doesn't have electric or things like that. But we've seen some pretty crazy places. And then it's like you walk into Beale and it's beautiful inside. So the outside looks kind of terrifying when you see photos of it, but the inside, gorgeous. It's so welcoming. And when you're in there, at least like for our experiences, like we have never experienced anything bad in there. And Carlo, the owner, he's fantastic. So many children in that one, and they come and play when we're there. And there's definitely a sad energy there sometimes, but it's like, we've been very fortunate. We get a lot of spirits that come forward that are playful and happy that we're there.
So Kayla, what do you think about the Beale Manor? Have you enjoyed investigating there? Have you picked up on had some interesting things happen?
Yeah, Beale's a great place. Carlo is awesome. He's the owner. When he actually bought that house, he called somebody else and me, and we went up there and he's like, hey, like, I want you guys to check out this house, you know? And we're like, okay, cool. So we drove up there and we're sitting at the table with him. We're just talking to him. And he's like, yeah, like, I bought this house and I was going to live here and stuff. And then he's like, and the activity, like the first like couple nights, he's like, I was just like freaked out. He's like, this place is like haunted. And I'm like, oh, really? Okay. So he's like, needless to say, I'm not going to live here. But he's like, I want people to come here. I want this to be like a paranormal, like research place, you know, basically. And so, yeah, like multiple times of investigating there, definitely got results with stuff. We've picked up on kids. We've picked up on what we assume would have been like staff members. There's the kind of like, I don't know how to describe them, kind of like transient spirits almost. There's just like a whole melting pot in that place. And I feel like the whole area around there is rich in history as well. So I feel like a lot of that, and this is the same for the school, when you're kind of putting out the bat signal, that's when a lot more spirits are going to kind of, you know, head over your way. So I think every time we go there, it's kind of fluffs up a little bit.
Now, when you take a group to a location like any of them that we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
Beale Manor, for example, do you give them an idea of the history of the location before you start investigating? Do you kind of do it as you investigate, or do you kind of let that information come out to them in other ways, like maybe through the investigation?
It's kind of like whatever they want to do, really. So like, personally, I always like to go to a place if it's just us going, like Beth was saying, like, I would like to go in blind and just see what I pick up. But for our guests, some of them want to go on the tour, and then some of them want to like just do that, you know, and just kind of see what they get. And Beth does all of our social media stuff, so she's really good about like putting out like a little blurb, like the little history, mm-hmm. in our websites and stuff about the information.
So she gives an idea without giving away too much, you know, for people. So then they can decide if they want to look up more about it or come and take the tour beforehand, or if they just want to walk in and just see what happens.
Investigating the way you do then, without getting the information up front, that it's interesting sometimes to go look things up after you've been there. And then Yes. Do you see things line up sometimes?
Yes, and that's such like an awesome feeling, because it's just like spirits and everybody else. It's just like we all just want to validate ourselves, you know. So like you'll be there all night. And one of the other ones we did, Brownella Cottage. So like the bishop that lived there, we went in and I'm there with one of the girls who's like part of the staff. And I go, all right, like sometimes I go in and I don't really say much. And sometimes I go in and I can't stop. Blah, like I get, you know, and so I go in and I'm like, all right, I here it goes. And I'm like, here's this guy. And he's telling me about his little dog. And she's like, oh, my God, it's the bishop. He had a little dog. And then I'm like, and then he has something about his purple ring. And you guys have it in a box or something. And she's like, oh, my God, his amethyst ring. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, so this guy's just telling me boom, boom, boom. And I'm just like, I'm just regurgitating, you know, and to me, it made no sense. I'm like, I had never been there. I didn't expect for it to happen. It just kind of came out. And then just to have her in real time validate what I was getting, because I'm going, I could be totally off the wall, right? Like, I could just be like, there's a purple car here. And everybody's like, there was never a purple car here, ever. But you're like, for some reason, that's what I'm told. So,
see, and I think a lot of people might pick up on things, but they're afraid to say it out loud because people will go, oh, what are you talking about? Purple ring, man with a dog. You know what I mean? Whereas if they would just speak it, they might be very surprised about, you know, how people react to it.
I mean, that's one of our biggest things, Beth and I both. It's just like we don't go for it. And I'm like, I mean, you know, kind of like a situation like the Brownella Cottage one. I'm like, I went in there and I was really tired. And I'm like, I don't really, you know, I'm just going to hang out and just see what happens tonight. And I went in and the spirits were like, nope, I got stuff to say.
Listen up.
I was like, I guess here we go. I'm awake now.
Like, okay, then.
And I want to talk to you about one more thing, and this is something that's coming up, so I don't know if you have done this before, but I want to go to Gettysburg so bad because I'm such a history geek in part, and then the paranormal stuff on top of it. But you guys are doing, you say it's like 3 days or something like that, you are taking a trip to Gettysburg. And you're visiting some really cool places.
So did you buy your ticket?
Golly, I would like to. Oh, the only problem is I write plays and I have a play opening the following weekend, so I can't exactly be gone.
Oh,
yeah. But tell me about this. Like, have you gone there before? Is this a whole new thing for you guys? Because it would be so much fun.
I'm going to let Kayla answer this because this is like, we both have our places where we're like in love with, like our cities that we love. And this is Kayla's, like, she loves Gettysburg. So I'm like, this one's hers. She loves it.
It's true. I do love it.
And I've only been once. So I'm excited to get back out there.
That would have to be for someone like you. Well, both of you who really pick up on things, I would think you would be bombarded.
I hope so.
In a place like Gettysburg.
Yeah. And people like that it's kind of like the skeptics, you know. I mean, you could be like that. None of this is real at all. And you cannot tell me you can go to Gettysburg and not feel something. Mm-hmm. Like something's off here. Like something feels weird. I mean, just go for a couple days and walk around and you cannot tell me one time that you don't pick up on something. I mean, you know, just a feeling or like you heard something or what was that? What did I just see? Like, you know, stuff like that. I don't know if you believe in like the past life stuff, but I definitely believe like I feel like I had died there in my past life for sure. And I that's actually the first place I saw a ghost when I was in I think it was like fifth grade. Maybe we went out there for a trip
and it was like sun, it was, the sun was setting, and I just saw like half of them. Like it was like the bottom half of these like three spirits like marching together.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm sorry, what am I seeing? You know, and I'm just like, like had to like kind of shake myself out of it. And we were right by the Jenny Wade house, which is actually one that is part of our trip. So if you want to join us for that, maybe you'll get to see a ghost. But it's just such a rich history, and it's like there's nothing else like it in our country. I mean, it's just it's its own thing, and it's so special to me. And I've gone out there by myself just for a week, just because I was like, I want to be here, you know. So it's kind of like a sacred place to me. And to be able to go there and show people that, and to be able to go there with Beth, who's like the best partner on earth, I'm like, I think we're going to have a really great time.
I think we're going to have a blast. Yeah. It's like,
I think so too.
I'm excited to get back out there. And it's like from doing this, this has been really fun too, because it's like Kayla and I kind of knew each other, but we both had been doing this for so long, and now we've become like best friends. And so it's like bonus. It's like getting to go to all these fun places with your best friend. And I'm like, yes.
And the experience with our same brain. So
yes, yes.
It's fun when you have a place like that, that you love. Okay. So this is just random. It's not paranormal or anything, but I'm like that with Wrigley Field. I'm a big Chicago Cubs fan. So for me, cool. And it's weird, it's a place I still feel my dad. So
yeah, that's not weird at all. Like that's totally normal.
Yeah. I think we all got the places, and I get the biggest kick out of taking somebody there who's never been there, and you see the look on their face and the excitement.
Yeah.
But this absolutely would be days of that. It would that's be so cool. To. It would be, yeah. I would do this in a second if I could.
Well,
but maybe next year you'll do it again.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hopefully you can join us and we'll go back.
Wouldn't
and,
that be, you know, fun?
So this is one where the location had reached out to us. So it's Rainsworth Lodge. And they're kind of a newer one on the map for paranormal places. But it's beautiful. They have a... so they're actually on Airbnb. So you can actually just rent the place just to sleep there too. But just also happens to be haunted. So it's great. So we're going to stay there. And then we have a few other plans. We're going to do a haunted bus tour. We've got a couple outdoor locations. We've got the Jenny Wade house and then the orphanage that we're going to get to investigate too.
And there's information on the Facebook page. And I think there's information on the website too, right?
Yes.
So, and the website is eerieexcursions.com.
Yep.
And Facebook, just search for that.
And then we do TikTok videos. Eventually, we want to expand to doing YouTube videos again, because we both used to do that too. And then have some more, you know, just more media.
And one thing you can do by going to the website is sign up for the newsletter. And
yeah,
that would give people information about all of the trips you're doing, all the investigations you're hosting, all of that, right?
Yeah. So we would talk about what's upcoming. They get to usually know. So we have something also that's called the Eerie Elite. Eerie Elite is a subscriber base. So it's $5 a month. And they can sign up to our program for that. And then they get first dibs on any tickets that we get. If we get brand new locations where we can only take a certain amount of people, then they get first dibs. And then our email subscribers get the second dibs. So it's like, if you're connected in one way or another, then you absolutely get benefits for the events. But then the newsletter is kind of fun. We talk about equipment that we use, new things that are coming out, haunted locations, why is a place haunted? So it's kind of just some fun tidbits with that stuff too.
And I will put a link on the show notes so people can just click there and go to your website.
Thank you.
And check it out.
That'd be awesome.
Kayla and Beth, this was a really fun conversation. I'm really glad I got to talk to you both. And that wraps up our conversation with Kayla Simonton and Beth Fontaine of Eerie Excursions. For more information, visit their website at eerieexcursions.com or find them on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.